Masechet Midot Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalid. The courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash was enclosed by walls on all four sides. In this next Mishnah, we'll talk about the gates that led into the courtyard and the Mishnah afterwards as well. Mishnah says, Shiv'ah She'arim Hayu Ba'azara. There were seven gates in the courtyard. Shelosha Basafon, Ushlosha Badarom, Ve'had Ba'mizrah. Three of them in the north, three of them in the south, and one in the east. Shibadarom Sha'ar Hadelek. In the south, the first gate from the west was the firewood gate. The firewood that was used for the Mizbeach was brought in through this gate. Shenilo Sha'ar HaBechorot. The second gate from the firewood gate was the firstborn's gate. The male firstborn of cow, sheep, and a goat have to be brought to the Beit HaMikdash and given to the Kohen, who brings it as a Korban. Since the Bechor is a Kadashim Kalim, it's a Korban with lesser holiness, as opposed to Kache Kadashim, it's brought in to the southern half of the courtyard and slaughtered over there. If it was Kache Kadashim, it could only be slaughtered in the north. So therefore, we bring it through the courtyard in the gate in the southern area. That was the next gate. Shelishilo Sha'ad Hamayim. The third gate from the firewood gate was the water gate. It was called that because the Hezkel had a nevuah that water would flow from this gate in the future Bet HaMikdash. Shebamizrach Sha'ad Nikanor. In the east was the Nikanor gate. Nikanor was the name of an individual who donated doors to the Bet HaMikdash. He had them crafted by the high-level metal workers in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Alexandria. When the ship was transporting the doors, there was a big storm, and the sailors tried to save the ship, and they threw all the heavy items off of the sea, including the first door of Nicanor. He had two of them made. First one was thrown off, and when the second one was about to be thrown off, Nicanor grabbed onto it and said, if you're going to throw off that door, you have to throw me off as well. When he said those words and he showed his dedication to the Beit HaMikdash, the storm calmed down and the second door wasn't thrown over. But a miracle happened when they eventually got to the port and the ship was docked. The door popped up from under the ship. So both of these doors were eventually installed in the eastern gate of the courtyard, and we named them after this individual. There were two chambers next to it. One to the right and one to the left. One of them was the chamber of Pinhas, the clothing person of the Beit HaMikdash. He was in charge of dressing the Kohanim in their special garments, and he would undress them when they were finished with the Avodah, and he would make sure to store them in the proper place. And the one on the left of the chamber, on the left was the chamber of the makers of the Havitin. The Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah, the Minhat Havitin, to bring 12 loaves every single day, half of them offered in the morning and half of them in the afternoon. We call it the Havitin because the last step of preparation of these loaves was to fry them in a pan called the Mahavat. So the Kohanim who made these loaves did their work in the chamber, which was to the left of Sha'ar Nicanor.